you're hearing that jingle, it must be a Throwback Thursday. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday is Saturday podcast, live from One Saturday Central, your host of the longest running motivational show on iTunes. It's great to have you back in the saddle. Gonna get after it in a big way. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the love. Always want to start the show recognizing everyone's giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes. You guys are awesome. Well over 200 ratings now. Great feedback. Thanks for the Twitter love. Hit me up at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Let me know how you're doing. What do you want to hear on the show? Suggestions, all that good stuff. Big news. Big, big, big news this week. Would you like to become a professional speaker? Let me ask you a question. Do you have a message? Of course you have a message. Do you know how to get the message out? Would you like to be on stages, maybe in your local community, empowering, entertaining, inspiring people with your message that only you have? Remember, only you have the life that you've lived. Only you have the intellectual property. Only you can tell your story. Or what about worldwide on stages? Look, guys, it happened to me. It can happen for you as well. I launched the Early Bird Special of the Everyday Saturday for speakers. It's the number one, going to be the number one online platform for learning how to create your very own professional speaking career. The early bird offer is $197. That's it. Locked in forever. I'm adding a ton of great new videos. I've got 15 videos in there right now, a ton of PDFs, a great interview with Mary Glorfield, executive, former executive VP at Tony Robbins, teaching how to get on stage. Joel Combs coming on next. Joel just delivered an amazing TEDx speech in Denver to a sold-out crowd. How'd he do it? How'd he get on the TEDx stage, speaking in front of a sold-out crowd? Look, if you even remotely have thought about becoming a speaker and monetizing your message, head on over to everydayissaturday.com/speaker, everydayissaturday.com/speaker. Jump on the early bird offer. It's going to be $497 next week when we launch. It's $197 right now, just $197 for our podcast listeners. everydayissaturday.com/speaker. All right, hey, let's get into today's show because I'm so sick and tired of labels, okay? Check the label. You go to the grocery store, you know, you check the label. How many carbs are in it, calories, fat, protein, trans fat, all that stuff. You know, it's like, unless it's just like raw. True story. I was periscoping last night from the Kroger parking lot. I bought a bag of raw peanuts. I didn't even know. This is stupid. I understand. I didn't check the label. I didn't even read the bag. Shocker, right? I didn't even read the bag. I bought a bag of raw peanuts. I get them out into the car, and I'm sitting there. This is a good boy. This is going to be a story and a half. If you don't follow me on Periscope, make sure you do, because I fire it up every now and again, and it's pure just insanity. As you can only imagine, I'm standing there just eating peanuts on Periscope, but giving some great content, too. I love the people watch. I'm in the parking lot of Kroger, people watching. And why not put it all out there for everybody to see as well? But you ever had raw peanuts? They don't taste like roasted and salted. They don't taste like roasted. And if you don't check the label, you're screwed. So I'm sitting there like, golly, man, these things. I mean, it tastes remotely like a peanut. So I'm not completely out of my mind. And I checked the label, and of course, they're raw. And it says, like anything that's raw, make sure you cook it first. I'm like, what am I doing to myself? What am I eating right now? I didn't know that I had to cook a peanut. So anyway, I go back in. Loserville, complete loser, walk back into Kroger with my bag of raw peanuts. I had like three. They were in my teeth. I look like a complete idiot, just a fool. But that's okay. I don't mind doing it. It's 8 o'clock at night. Nobody's around anyway. And I said, hey, I opened the bag, had a couple. Can I just exchange these for what a regular peanut tastes like at the ballpark? I mean, this is what I'm looking for. She's like, sure, yeah, okay. So I went and got my regular bag of peanuts. I went back out to the car, fired up the Periscope, and that's where I went to grab just a couple of them in my hand, and the whole bag dumped in my passenger seat. It was actually quite comical. So I think the replay, it's June 18th right now. The replay is still on my Periscope. You can follow me at Sam Crowley. What you got to do is you got to download the Periscope app to your smartphone. There's no charge. There's no charge to view anything, stream anything. Just regular cell phone rates apply. But whatever your data is, it's pretty fun, actually. Check it out. You should be doing that for your own business, too, Periscoping for your own business. I think it's going to be big. I really do. So what label are you putting on yourself? We check the label of these things that we eat and the food we put in our body. Are you a employee? Are you a VP? Are you a janitor? Are you in charge of purchasing? Are you a whatever your title is, man. You've got to check the label on yourself. You know, there was a point in time in all of our life, we are so good at giving people and things labels in life. You know, oh, they're a great employee. Oh, he's a great plumber. Oh, she's a great secretary. Oh, he's a great contractor, whatever it is. And it's like, we don't even realize what we actually do. You're not a contractor. You provide one of the three basic essential necessities in life: food, clothing, shelter. You provide the shelter part. You know, people that get in the real estate investing business say, well, I'm an investor. No, you actually provide an incredible value for people, and you put a roof over their head, which we need. You know, that's the shelter that we need in our life. If not, we're homeless. So as a landlord, as a real estate investor, you provide that for individuals. You know, if you provide any type of service for somebody, there's so much more that goes into it. Be very careful at the label. You know, people that work for me doing one-off projects, what do? I'm a webmaster. No, you're not. You provide technical solutions for the online world to allow them to become the entrepreneur and deliver more value to their clients as well. You do so much more than just programming code into a website. What do? I'm a stay-at-home mom. No, you're not, man. You provided life, and you're a mentor to the future of America, giving them guidance, suggestions, giving them security as well, giving them confidence, self-esteem that they need to go on and change generations of their life. The hardest job in the world is being a mother. It is absolutely, I say it 1,000 times. My mom raised 8 of us by herself. I can tell you firsthand. You know, yeah, she was an alcoholic, and you would be too if you had to go through what she went through, the guy leaving her to raise 8 kids by herself. So there is nothing, I've seen nothing, and when I see Angela raising our baby Susan, who's on the ventilator and the trach tube and all that, as well as our 3 other girls, allowing me to scream into a microphone regularly and go travel and be on stages, pure sainthood. There's nothing more valuable, nothing harder than being a parent, and especially being a mom. So I just want, when you're listening to this show, be very careful. Why don't you do this, okay? Why don't you get a pen and paper and write down what it is that you really do? And if you can put it into 3 words, then that's not what you do. For example, you're not a senior VP of, okay? You're not a secretary. You're not a salesman or saleswoman. You know, you're not an admin assistant. You're not a virtual assistant. You deliver an incredible amount of value, but this isn't something that you're going to be able to put down in just one sentence, all right? And make sure that the label that you give enhances what it is that you do, and it doesn't restrict where you're going, okay? Understand, make sure it enhances what you do, because you got to give, if you're not willing to really get creative with the label that you have on yourself and what you do, then nobody's going to recognize the value that you bring. Does that make sense? Like, you got to get really crystal clear and get really creative and get really energetic. And if you can't get excited, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a sales rep for a Fortune 100. That sucks. Really? That's the label in your life? What a boring, depressing, limiting title that is. And you're here that you got a blank canvas. You can create whatever label you want and smack it on yourself. And you know what? You can do it every day. You can do it every week. You can do it every month. You can continually create and reinvent yourself. It's so much more fun to create than it is to maintain. People in a job maintain. People who have the status, they got to keep maintain. A lot of pressure. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. Uh-oh, Shakespeare quote from the guy with 20 college credits. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. It's so much easier to create than it is to maintain. You have a complete free reign. Create your label. Do it every hour if you want to. Just do it. And you know what? Be very careful. And we'll end this particular podcast with this scary thought. If you don't create your own label and check that daily and make sure it's exciting, energetic, and defines so much more than just the title, if you don't create your label, somebody else is going to create the label and smack it right on your forehead and say, that's who you are, this is what you do. You don't let anybody do that. Are you with me? It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Have the best day ever!